Dear Jennifer, I love you. I say that to myself after sitting in my chair for quite a long time, having very different thoughts. Jennifer, you're stupid, on and on and on. You know, the reason I have this podcast, More Power Than You Think, is because I have to renew my mind, obviously. That's how I have become stable with bipolar, is that I had to just take very seriously renewing the mind. It saved my life, and it continues to save my life. And I mean, actually, truthfully, my life is not in danger anymore. So renewing my mind keeps me stable. So when I have those moments, and you know, when you've been tired and sick for a while, we're vulnerable to more moments like this. When I have the moments where I feel defeated and the self-loathing and self-hatred and self-pity starts to enter in, then I have to make a choice. I had to make a choice in my chair. This was only a few minutes ago, maybe an hour ago. I've been writing this episode for about an hour based on me having a very hard morning, going to sit in my chair to talk with God, Him comforting me, and then beginning the process of renewing my mind, or else I would still be in that funk. But I get to choose whether to stay in it or not. I wasn't intending for this to be my episode for this week at all, but this is what God intended. But you know what? He uses my own trials most of the time to teach me what I need to know, which then I pass on to you. So, you know, everything you've ever heard on this podcast, probably 99% of it is stuff that I have had to scramble through first and then find the truth and choose to put that truth in my heart and in my mind so that I could be restored to abundance. So let's talk about this. Why am I saying, Jennifer, I love you? And how can you say that to yourself without cringing and feeling like you're contradicting scripture? Let's dive into that. I'll see you in a minute. Welcome to the More Power Than You Think podcast. I'm Jennifer Scow. After receiving a bipolar diagnosis in 2013, God taught me that His solution to the messiness of life was not changed circumstances, but rather a transformation of the mind to Christ's perspective. More Power Than You Think refers to the power we have to be changed and transformed based solely on what we think and believe in our mind. Renewing the mind is so much more than overcoming thoughts of depression and anxiety. It is choosing thoughts that have the power to unify instead of divide, love instead of hate, surrender instead of resist. It is the key to loving God properly, getting through suffering without accusing God, and prevents regret, sin, shame, and guilt. Everything we do today begins with a thought in our mind and what we choose to do with it. On this podcast, we learn to renew the mind in every area of our lives so we can live, love, and be loved in the way Christ intended. Dear Jennifer, I love you. Yes, saying I love you is so much better than saying, Jennifer, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're an idiot. Saying I love you is so much better than the thoughts of self-harm I feel like I deserve. Jennifer, I love you. But spiritually speaking, shouldn't I be saying, Jennifer, you are a filthy sinner, a loathsome sinner whose every good deed is just filthy rags? In spiritual humbleness, am I not, as Jesus said once in Scripture, a dog, only worthy of the crumbs of His goodness? Am I not simply a pile of dust? Dust with no value other than what the Creator has given it. Jennifer, I love you. Wait. In spiritual humility, shouldn't I be walking around with my head down, believing I am nothing? Shouldn't I walk around believing I deserve nothing, not even one drop of goodness? Shouldn't I become invisible and quiet, because who am I to say anything that matters? Jennifer, I love you. But it's easier to hate myself. It comes so naturally. It is the identity I know so well. Not just because of what my own thoughts tell me, but based on the identity put on me by others, by the words from the mouths of others spoken directly to me. Jennifer, you should be glad I'm your friend. No one else wants to be. Words from a teacher. Jennifer, I don't believe you made that. Who completed this homework for you? Years of rejection and put downs. and years of stuffing my own words, thoughts, and emotions deep into the abyss of my heart so I could survive and live some sort of functional life. And I'm tired, so tired. Something is wrong with my health, and it's like I'm drowning in a sea of questions, and I can't get into the lifeboat. The lifeboat that holds the answers to all my health concerns. But God says I am to love him with all my strength and all my mind. That means when I am tired and defeated, and when the bullying side of my thoughts is lashing out and tearing me down, it is time to be a soldier for Christ. The soldier that remembers that I am on the winning side. The soldier that remembers that I have a new identity now. I am no longer the filthy sinner, but am now a saint clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I get to remember that God gives me permission to say, Jennifer, I love you. Yes, this is new to me. This, in fact, is the first day ever that I have allowed myself to say that and believe at the same time that it aligns with Scripture. As I studied for last week's episode, God shone his light on a truth in Scripture that has always been sitting there for me and for you, but I never made the connection. So let me backtrack so you can see how God unfolded his permission for me to say, Jennifer, I love you. I talked about motive last week. It is a subject I have been studying for several years, and like I had said, it's a part of my Diving Deep Bible study. We often think motive is super simple. Love God. That is our motive. But God literally took over 3 years to help me see that that is only the tip of the iceberg. Yes, our motive for existence is to love God, but what does that mean? And how do we do it properly? And does the motive of loving God just involve me and him? Or does my motive shape every single decision I make for him? And what happens if I have the wrong motive? Am I still loving God properly if my motive is not correct? Well, God answered all these questions and more over the 3 years of study. But let me summarize motive in the briefest terms, 86 words to be exact. And the scriptures supporting this summary are all in last week's episode, episode 20. Here's that summary. Our purpose of living is to live for God's pleasure and obey his commandments. And all commandments are to be obeyed for two purposes, to love God and to love others. And Jesus clarifies the quality of that love by teaching we are to love others with the same love God has for him and he has for us. So our motive in every command we obey and in every action, thought, and belief we have is to fulfill our purpose of loving God and loving others. So what does this have to do with Jennifer, I love you? As I prepared last week's episode, God brought to mind the command, love thy neighbor as thyself. This command has always confused me. This command implies I should treat my neighbor well, but compares it to how I treat myself. But aren't we supposed to neglect ourselves, that we are just lowly dirtbags and deserve nothing? That's the unspoken message I have felt and heard in my 35 plus years of being a Christian. Doesn't God want me to be selfless? Aren't I to be last? Aren't I to be invisible? But that scripture says, love thy neighbor as thyself. How does God want me loving my neighbor? Scripture proves that I am to love my neighbor with the love God has for Jesus and Jesus has for me. But loving thy neighbor as thyself means I am to love myself as I love my neighbor. Do you see that? Light bulb moment for me. It is saying I need to love Jennifer with the same love that God has for Jesus and Jesus has for me. Thus, permission to stop self-hate, self-harm, self-bullying, self-deprecation. God taught me long ago that that behavior of negative self-talk is not humble or in alignment with Scripture, but I have never understood the replacement. How am I supposed to feel about myself? Again, the message for 35 plus years has been, we are lowly, despicable, dirty, rag sinners, deserving nothing, even after salvation. We are always trying to be careful of not taking on worldly philosophy, which is a good thing. But we get cautious when we hear the phrase self-care or renew the mind as if these were New Age terms only and held no truth. The philosophy we are trapped in is we deserve nothing, we are nothing, and loving ourselves is sinful and selfish. But self-loathing and self-neglect leads to depression and suicide. It also leads to us not obeying when God calls. It also leads to neglect of the identity and victory we have in Christ and from being a child of the King. But there must be truth found in that extreme somewhere, right? And I believe the first step is to explore what God showed me last week. I am to love my neighbor as God loves Jesus and Jesus loves me, and I am to love myself the way I love my neighbor. This is permission from God to love myself as he loves his son Jesus and Jesus loves me. This is a really big deal. How do we start applying this light bulb moment from God? Well, for starters, if what we are saying to ourselves does not match God's love for Jesus and Jesus's love for us, it is contrary to Scripture and we need to reject it, resist it, and cast it down as commanded in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means bringing it into alignment with what God commands. Simply do not enter into that temptation and don't believe it. You simply say, that's not true. I resist that. I reject that. Renewing the mind is that simple. Listen to episode number 2 for detailed instructions on exactly how to cast down thoughts. Next, we can start to tell ourselves, I love you, in combination with praising God, based on Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. You are his work. I am his work. Honestly, as I say these words, the words I love you, and as I write out my notes for this episode, my body and my brain are still bristling at this thought of being nice to myself and saying I love you. When we are trying to change old behaviors that we have clung to for most of our lives, letting go and replacing them with truth and behaviors that reflect God's love is going to be uncomfortable, even painful. It doesn't match the identity that we have worn and clung to for so long. The battle of the mind will be in full force. Phrases like, I don't deserve to be loved, or I don't deserve kind words because I'm so stupid and sinful. They are going to fight against us because they have dominated for so long. Remember back in episode number 4, I talk about neuroplasticity. Our thoughts, beliefs, and habits create neural pathways in the brain, and every time we repeat a thought or action, it fortifies a physical pathway in the brain. This leads that thought or action to become second nature. It becomes a habit that comes as naturally as breathing. When we start to neglect an action or thought that has been fortified, it is going to yell and kick and scream like a toddler out of control, and it's going to want attention because that is what we built it up to do. So old thoughts of self-hate and self-deprecation are going to fight back from this neglect as we wire in new thought pathways of love and kindness. But here is the miracle of neuroplasticity and how God created the brain. The old fortified pathways will begin to diminish and weaken. Their voice will begin to become quieter and less dominating, and the new pathways we are building with thoughts of kindness and self-compassion will begin to fortify instead, and soon they will be calling out to us, becoming second nature, and leading to that transformed mind and peace that God intends for us. So for this week, let's focus on 2 truths that will begin building a transformed, renewed mind in the area of loving ourselves the way that we love our neighbor. Number 1, say I love you to yourself while praising God for his magnificent creation of you, thus giving him glory while loving what he made. I know that some of you are going to struggle with this. I am struggling with it. But we have to ask ourselves, if you look at yourself as a creation of God, we are to be in gratitude and praise of His creation. And we are not to be kicking it around like an old dog. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Number one, I said, we're going to say I love you to ourselves while praising God for His magnificent creation, thus giving Him glory while loving what He made. Secondly, we're going to cast down, resist, and reject any self-talk that does not reflect God's love for Jesus and Jesus' love for you. We are saints now, friend. We are saints. We are no longer that sinner that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, because our righteousness right now, being saved, is Christ's righteousness. We aren't bound to the sin master anymore. We are born again, which means we are born of the seed of God. So this self-talk that is self-loathing and self-deprecating and saying things like, I don't deserve this good thing and I deserve this bad thing, that is not self-talk that reflects the new life we have in Christ. So let me say this again. Step two is we are going to cast down, resist, and reject any self-talk that does not reflect God's love for Jesus and Jesus's love for you. Because loving thy neighbor as thyself means we are to love ourselves as our neighbor. Let our mind reflect that love. Imagine in your mind, there's two chairs. You're sitting in one and God is sitting in another. And you and God are watching your thoughts pass by. How do you think God feels about all those self-talking phrases of self-loathing, self-hatred, self-deprecation? How do you think He feels about that when He's watching that? He's wondering, who is Jennifer going to give her loyalty to as He watches those thoughts pass through my mind? Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We want God to be seeing self-talk that reflects His love for His Son and His Son's love for us. Now, this may be painful. Many of us truly have been harmed by others, which is why we have this self-loathing mindset in the first place. But we must push that old identity aside and not stay loyal to it, because it is a lie and it is not who we are in Christ. Now, it might not be a lie that that's what other people think that's who we are. But we do not have to be or become what others think of us. And I talked about that in another episode where I talked about whose identity are you going to live for. That's in episode number 6. I will put the links to the episodes that I mentioned in the show notes. I mentioned episode 6, which is about, it's called Valuable or Worthless. Are you letting someone else determine your value? I mentioned episode 4 about neuroplasticity. It's called Our Thoughts Have Superpowers, Rewiring the Brain, the Miracle of Neuroplasticity. And then I told you about episode number 2, exactly how to cast down your thoughts, the greatest weapon in our arsenal. But I'm sure in episodes to come, I will talk more about our glorious new identity that we have in Christ, because it brings us so much freedom. And it is a integral part of renewing the mind and resisting temptation successfully. But today I've given some biblical steps to healing and begin being loved in the way Christ intended. I'm going to end this episode with a song called Field of Grace. It's such a gentle song. And for me, when I hear it, I remember my times of suicidal depression and how when I recorded the Amazing Grace album, I was in that suicidal depression. And people say that album brings them comfort. And you know why? Because when I was recording that album, God was comforting me. That whole album is a miracle because I was experiencing self-loathing, thinking, how can I be used of God when I want to kill myself? And He said, Jennifer, I just want you to say yes to me and I'll be everything else that you need. I'll be the strength. I'll be the power behind the album. And he was. And so this song, Field of Grace, is a reminder of God's grace and gentleness towards us and is an example of the self-compassion we should have on ourselves as God's beloved child. I had a choice to make when I was going to record that album. I actually wasn't going to record it because I wasn't accepting God's grace and gentleness towards me. I felt I was unusable, but God kept pursuing to change my mind. And then that album was recorded and it's been a blessing and a comfort to so many. We are going to be okay, friend. As long as we keep fighting this battle, we have to keep pressing on. We have a God that fights for us and we are soldiers in an army that is destined for victory, but that victory is a choice. Now, eternally, our victory is set. If we're saved, we're going to heaven. But the rewards, that's not set in stone. And the kind of life we live here, we get to choose. Is it going to be defeated? Remember, this episode started with me. The idea of this episode started with me sitting in my chair in my office, very depressed, having a pity party, upset, feeling extremely defeated, being very unkind to myself. But I chose a different path. I said, I'm gonna renew my mind. And this podcast episode was me renewing my mind. I just decided, okay, go to your computer and write down this process of renewing your mind. But I had to do the work. It took me over an hour to get to, you can hear the difference in my voice probably from the beginning of the episode to now. I am rejuvenated in my spirit, but I had to choose it by what I was telling myself, what I was feeding myself, what truth I was clinging to. So press on, my friend, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for taking time to listen and connect with me today. I'm your host, Jennifer Scow. We're going to end this episode with a song from one of my albums. If you're enjoying my music, you can watch my music videos on my YouTube channel and can listen or buy my music anywhere music can be found. Please take a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. First, this lets me know God is using the show in your life. And secondly, reviews prompt the algorithm to share this show with more of our brothers and sisters in Christ. If this has been a blessing to you, then leaving a review will help it be a blessing to others. Thank you for doing that for me. Until we meet again, I want to encourage you to invite God to everything and keep choosing loyalty to God's thoughts above your own. Thank you for inviting me into your day. We are co-laborers and soldiers in this battle for the mind, and the best news is that we are on the winning side. I'll talk to you next week. Love, Jennifer.
Clouds are disappearing, skies are turning blue. Only just a while ago, I told him I was through. He did not rebuke me, but with arms of strong embrace, picked me up and carried me into a field of grace, where all is quiet, leaning stormy sea to a place where I could rest. Told me I was loved. Told me I was safe. And I could stay till healing came in his home. Through deserts, have to face strong winds, but I don't dread them all that much. I know he'll come again. lead me to still waters. There he'll let me stay till my soul has been restored in his healing field of grace, where all is quiet, leaning on his grace. He pulled me from a stormy sea to a place where I could rest. Told me I was loved, told me I was safe, and I could stay till healing came in his holy field of grace. Told me I could stay till he.